Don't mind these glasses. That to help my eyes not be strained. Welcome to Frog Pants Plays Daily. Today is July 6th, 2020. I'm Scott Johnson. I'm replaying the campaign mode in Titanfall 2.
Of all the things I've seen on the battlefields of the frontier, the pilot is the true dominant force. Fast and agile. Graceful, yet devastating.
People say it's underappreciated. I think it's appreciated, okay? I just think it didn't sell as well because it was overshadowed by Call of Duty that year. But I'm telling you right now, one of the finest first-person shooters ever made is this game. And I'm playing it again, and I'm recording it, so I'm putting it right up here on Frog Pants Plays. So if you want to catch that, check it out on the YouTube channel if you haven't already, okay? All right, let's get to it. You guys see this? I'm wearing a Unreal shirt. The engine, not the game. Are you ready to start paying $70 for your video games? $69.99. How's that sound to you for a new video game? Well, NBA 2K1 costs $69.99 on PS5 and Xbox Series X. No free upgrades. That looks like it might be a sign that you'll be paying more than the current high end for video games, which is currently at $59.99 and has been for a while. On September 4th, players can pick up NBA 2K1 on Google Stadia, Nintendo Switch, PlayStation 4, Windows PC, and Xbox One for the typical $59.99 price. Later in the year, however, the new version of NBA 2K21 will be released on PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series X as a launch title, but 2K Sports won't offer a free next-gen upgrade. Nope. Like many other publishers of cross-generation games, instead, the company will sell the next-gen version separately for $69.99. That's $10 more than the standard video game price that has been in effect for the past 15 years or so, two full console generations. All right, I have a take on this. I actually think it's amazing that we've gone 15 years without a change. And the fact this is only a $10 change is kind of crazy to me. Inflation works really weird. All other industries have had inflation happen, and that includes the price of consoles themselves. But the game staying at that price of $59.99 surprises me. But I also understand it. I think gamers are weird about increases in prices, especially with games. And then this has all kinds of implications for DLC, season passes, battle passes, etc. What happens then? What about microtransactions? Are we even going to allow those anywhere near this new price? Does that extra $10 get you the DLC or the season pass or whatever bonus content comes later? Are you as a player still willing to spend the 20 or so bucks for that kind of thing? Or now is that going to be $30? Like, I have a lot of questions about this. I have a bigger question about this, though, which is, what are you willing to pay at the high end for next generation games? Is this going to be okay with you? Are you totally fine with it? Are you like, yeah, man, $10. I knew we would get there someday. Or do you have a huge problem with this? You going to start buying used? You going to wait for a game to sit around for a while and go on sale? Let me know. Scott@frogpants.com. Resident Evil Village shouldn't be called Resident Evil 8. That is according to Capcom. They're insisting this. You could call the actual village another character in the game. And we did that because we would like players to understand that. According to Capcom, they said that Village and the first V-I-I-I is not a reference to the number 8. That's a lot of tough talk, given that Resident Evil Village is a direct sequel to Resident Evil 7. Village will once again star Ethan Winters, who just can't seem to escape the world he was trapped in the previous game. We will also see a series stalwart Chris Redfield return, as the pair seek survival in a new spooky town filled with all sorts of monsters and other stuff. Did I mention there are werewolves in there? But come on, really, Capcom. It's there in the logo. Look, right here. You can see it. You even colored it so that it looks like the number. You turned the two L's into two lines that are like Roman numerals and then two little dots down there like periods, even though those are part of the L. You did it. You put it in there. And now you're saying, try not to see it? Why are you doubling down on this weirdness? It makes no sense to me. It's the eighth game. It's eight. It's Resident Evil 8. You can call it Village. Whatever, but it's got the 8 in it. There's the 8. Look at the 8, everybody. None of this makes any sense to me, although I am excited to see it in 2021 and prepared to be completely terrified and wet myself once again. The Last of Us 2's Laura Bailey getting death threats over her role as Abby in the game. Been a lot of vocal contingent out there who do not like some of the story things that happen in Last of Us Part 2, and they're angry about the character Abby's role in the game. Some of that venom have spilled over into real life. The actress who plays Abby in the game, Laura Bailey, posted some screenshots of messages she's been getting
which include violent threats against herself and her family. Some pretty disturbing language in there. I'm not going to repeat some of this stuff here. You can find it if you want to. I'm going to quote Forbes here when they say, Bailey, an actress who did not have a role in writing her character, not that the writer should be threatened either, but this entire thing is just both awful and incredibly dumb. I completely agree. And you know what? I'm getting tired of toxic gamers kind of screwing stuff up for everybody else. I mean, maybe it's good that they expose themselves and then we can ridicule them over days and months for terrible behavior. But she absolutely does not deserve any of this. And if you're doing this sort of thing, you're part of the problem. You should knock it off. Also, there are laws about this kind of stuff. So maybe go for it and then let's go after you and like get you in trouble for threatening people's lives, because that's still illegal, last I checked. And finally, if I thought voice actors were the same as their characters, I would have sent a death threat to Luigi a long time ago. Got a message today from Honeybees. He sent this message to Scott at frogpants.com, and he says this. Hey, Scott, what gives with no love for Final Fantasy and all the stuff you make? Is the game just not for you? Have you tried the remake yet? If so, what did you think? Don't be hating, says Honeybees. I haven't played it yet. I didn't like 7 when it first came out. That doesn't mean I wouldn't like the new one. I actually think I might. I probably would. I got two things going on. We're at the end of a console cycle, and I'm not super stoked to spend money on games on the PlayStation 4 or games for it when I know the PlayStation 5 is just around the corner. So that's one thing. It's a weird thing. I know. It's a me thing. I'm not saying everybody else feels this way, but I'm just weird, okay? Secondly, I don't have anything specifically against it, but if I was playing it, I would talk about it. But I'm not playing it, so all I can really say is things around the edges of it. I have friends who really like it, and we talk about it on some shows. John Jagger on the show I do with him called Core, for example, he loved that game. So did Bo, my other co-host on that show. They talk about that game incessantly as being one of the great games of 2020. I just didn't do it. And maybe I still will. I don't know. We'll get around to it. I got games to play. You got games to play. Sometimes they're not the same ones. But I'm not bad-mouthing that game. From all accounts, it looks like they killed it with this remake, or at least the beginning of the series of remakes. So that's awesome. But I really disliked the game back in the day, the old one, the original one. And I know that makes me some sort of terrible villain. And for that, I'm sorry. Of little consequence today. All right, so I've been playing Gears Tactics here and there, just kind of diving in once in a while. I think that's a very cool tactics game, by the way. You should check it out. In this game, it features this old dude who's one of the Gears guys. And as soon as he came on screen, I knew I'd seen this face before. He looks like the dad from Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs. Check it out. That's it. Contact me at frogpantsplays.com. If you like the show, tell your friends. I hope you do. I hope you like it. Would love your support over at patreon.com/frogpants. That's going to do it for me. We'll see you next time. For the typical $59.99, the new version of NBA 2... Like many other publishers, separately for who you can. I don't need to read that part. When the PlayStation. That would mean that. Let's start that again.